USA Radio News.
The World Health Organization reported a 77% weekly increase in the number of lab-confirmed monkeypox cases to more than 6,000 worldwide and two more deaths in part of Africa where the virus has been circulating for years. Most of the cases were reported in Europe and Africa. The UN Health Agency said the mysterious outbreak continues to mainly affect men in the LGBTQ community and that other population groups show no signs of sustained transmission. The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.